The Lord said, pray that you enter not into temptation. How many times have you prayed? It doesn't matter what kind of missiles he sends out against you. With your shield of faith, that means faith is a shield. Satan can play the game with you until you take your sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema. This is the day to build your faith strong. Don't wait for the evil day.
Welcome to the lovely program, Stick to the Word, designed to help you grow in the Word of God, build your faith strong, and stick it to the devil with the stoma of your mouth, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My name is Brother Hugo.
And my name is Sister Chichi. As our dear man of God always says, that when you stick to the Word, you will come back with a testimony. Praise God. And speaking about testimonies, if you have any testimony to share with our dear man of God, any comments, anything that has blessed you listening to our dear man of God, kindly go to our Kingship page, share what you have to share, and tell us how God's Word has blessed you and transformed your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Remember, you need to download the Alpha TV app, and you will find all your Love World specials on that platform. You can download it in any of your devices. And as you do so, there's a wealth of information on the Alpha TV app. Now, we will go straight into a snippet of what our man of God is sharing with us today. Don't go anywhere. Get your notebook, your writing materials, your Bible, most importantly, and sit tight. Watch this. We'll be right back.
Oh, look at that. There are sin that rained unto death. Even so, my grace reigned through righteousness. Glory to God. I want to eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, boy, what a testimony. Okay. So, you have that legal righteousness, and you have this vital righteousness. Righteousness in your spirit, the nature of God in your spirit that gives you the ability to do right. Producing the rightness of God. You see, God is always right. There's nothing wrong with God. Never. The Bible says in him there is no darkness at all. Imagine that that nature has now been imparted to your spirit. That's what happened when you were born again. Now you have it in you to live for God. But if you don't know it, you live any other way. Now you understand why it is so natural and so easy to walk in love. You can walk in love all the time. All the time. You don't even have to plan to. Just the consciousness of eternal life makes you walk in love. Eternal life is love at work. Think about it. The Bible says God is love.
Wow, glory to God. That was just inspiring. Hallelujah. Our man of God is always full of the wisdom of God. He always knows how to bless us as God's people. Praise God. I want to read this scripture that Pastor mentioned in this message. It's in Romans 4, verse 25. It says that who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, and that is Jesus Christ. Pastor said that, he said it means that when you were justified, you were acquitted and you were declared not guilty. Hallelujah.
Thanks God.
And he said it's one of the biggest topics in all of the Word of God. That's his justifications. Praise God. It says that we are born sons and children of God with right. So that means when you were justified, you were declared not guilty. You are God's righteousness.
Praise God.
With God's nature. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then you enjoy the result of salvation when you are declared justified and not guilty.
And not guilty.
And not guilty. Praise God. So you were not guilty. Praise God. And Pastor also mentioned that the new creation is the mystery. He mentioned that we are the treasure in the field. And Jesus Christ bought the whole field. He bought that treasure in the field.
He bought that treasure in the field.
Yes.
Because from my notes here, Pastor says, salvation was not the mystery. Mm-hmm. The result of salvation is the mystery.
Yes.
Salvation is not the mystery. The result of salvation is the mystery. Because when you begin to consider this vast topic, justification, mm-hmm. in the Bible, which Pastor says is one of the biggest subjects, we need to understand the legality of the death of Jesus and the vital part of it. There are two sides, the legal side, the legality and the vitality. Mm-hmm. So the legality of the death of Jesus, when Jesus died, right? Everyone died in the mind of God. And we find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. I want to read it.
Everyone, born again, non-born again, everybody, the whole world, right?
The whole world. He bought the whole field.
Exactly.
So that is the legality. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 14 says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. You see, verse 15 says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So when God raised him up, the whole world was given life. Jesus did not die for the Christians.
Yeah.
So many times the man of God has said this. Jesus did not die for the Christians. He bought the whole field. A good understanding, an accurate understanding of these truths is imperative if you ever expect to live the glory life. Mm-hmm. There is no room for assumptions. Mm-hmm. We cannot assume that Jesus was in heaven. We cannot make all those religious assumptions that people used to make. You have to, you know, do away with it, throw it away. Mm-hmm. Because here is the accurate representation of truth.
Yeah.
When God raised him up, the whole world was given life. And verse 19 says, to wit, and I want to read from the scriptures, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, people of God, do not go away. Just sit tight. We'll be right back after this short break. God bless you.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations, watch movies you really want to see, and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and LoveWorld App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Remember that we need to hear from you. You really need to share your testimony, your comments, your thoughts, and how the program and the teaching has impacted your life. You can do that on King's Chat on the Love World USA platform. Remember that you also need to have the Alpha TV app. You know, you have to get maybe, I would suggest strongly, you get the entire yearly subscription, which ensures that, you know, service is not interrupted on a monthly basis when you get the month to month, you know. But I would say, you know, just get the yearly subscription. That's where your Love World teachings are, and a host of other teachings by our man of God and other ministers of the gospel. Praise God. Hi. Now, before we went on break, Sister Chichi, we were talking about the legality of the death of Jesus and the vitality thereof. Mm-hmm. So I read verse 19 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, which says, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, mm-hmm. and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's why it's called the gospel. Jesus paid so that you don't have to pay. Jesus died so that you don't have to die. If you are at home watching us today And because there's this trend I've seen with young people, mm-hmm. people our age and even younger, that contemplate suicide, yeah. that even go into pacts to kill their entire family and run away. Mm-hmm. If you're contemplating that, I want to tell you, Jesus has already paid for you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that, praise God.
Praise God.
Pastor goes on to say, when anyone believes, that legal transaction mm-hmm. of being, of having the whole field bought, mm-hmm. that legal transaction becomes a vital realization of truth in the life of that person Hallelujah. That believes. Hallelujah. And how do you believe? If you believe in your heart mm-hmm. and confess with your mouth mm-hmm. that Jesus is Lord, you have to confess. You don't just say, I believe in God. Mm-hmm. You know, even demons believe and tremble according to the book of James chapter 2. Demons believe and tremble. So the difference between us and those guys is that we believe with our heart and we with confession, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And when you say those words, Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 is activated, fulfilled, because you're catapulted into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And Pastor mentions something, he's like, you don't have to feel condemned. You understand? Don't. You don't have to. Even though you might do something that's so wrong, he said, don't judge yourself. Don't feel condemned. Why? Because now you have the nature of God, and that is righteousness. It's praise a gift. God. You don't have to work for that gift. It's given to you freely, praise God. It says that God is always right, and it is his nature. And that nature is imparted into you when you get born again.
Praise
so you
Lord.
Get that nature when you get born again. So don't feel condemned. Don't judge yourself. Don't think suicidal. Don't think you are not worth it. Christ died for you. That means that your life has a meaning. That means God has very great plans for you. And God can use you no matter who you think you are. God can use you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor also mentioned that you are to walk in love at all times. He says that when you always have the mindset of eternal life, it will cause you to walk in love. Because with our nature as God's people, Hallelujah. God is love.
Praise God.
And we have that nature at work in us.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we can and we have to walk in love and in that nature of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So righteousness in your spirit gives you the ability to do right. Yes. God's righteousness.
Yes.
Producing the rightness of God. Mm. Like you said, God is always right.
Yes.
And there is no darkness at all in God.
Yes. And, okay, you can talk.
Yeah, sure. Now that you understand how easy, mm-hmm. We come to understand how easy it is to walk in love. Mm-hmm. You see, now there's a message that I wrote here when I was reviewing this message by our man of God. Mm-hmm. The message titled Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah, yeah.
You have to be conscious of these truths mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
Yes.
That is where your vital participation Hallelujah. Comes in.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And you don't have to be sin conscious.
Exactly.
Don't think about sin. Think of the gift of God that has been freely given unto you, and that is righteousness. That's how to enjoy eternal life. That's how to enjoy the free life given unto you. Praise God. Because some people try to work out their righteousness. They want to act all holy. They want to try. No, don't try. It's a gift. So just enjoy this free gift that God has freely given unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So from Romans chapter 3, verse 24, mm-hmm. you know, Pastor was talking and he explained that Jesus was set forth to be a place of appeasement.
Yeah.
Remember the last edition, we talked about Jesus being the mercy seat, mm-hmm. Jesus being the lamb of sacrifice, Jesus being the scapegoat, Jesus being the temple, mm-hmm. you know? Now, every year in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. every year, there is a remembrance of sins. It was like a promissory note. Every year, they will have to come back, mm-hmm. make sacrifice mm-hmm. to cover the sin of the previous days. So, you know, but in Christ, we are different.
Hallelujah.
In that Jesus is the mercy seat. Mm. We are permanently, totally, completely covered.
Hallelujah.
And there's something that Pastor said, you know, there's a big difference between, I'm scrolling with my notes, I need to read it out. There's a difference between forgiveness and acquittal, okay? Unmerited favor was before the cross. From the resurrection, it is not unmerited favor. We are actually born sons of God, the technon of God. So we need to understand this. We need to grasp this truth. It's not just mental assent and, you know, for some of us, it's become, you know, that's how we think. That's who we are. We've come to understand that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When I say it, I'm not just repeating a mental note in my brain. I know what I'm saying because it came from my spirit. You know, we have personal encounters with the word by ourselves when we're studying with the teachings of the man of God, and you're speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues, and one day I was speaking in tongues, and then I shouted, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Over. I had a party that day.
Praise God.
Just me and the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
That's how it works. That's how to do it.
Praise God.
You know? Hallelujah.
And let me read the scripture. It says, John 15, verse 3. It says that now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Kindly just sit back. We'll be right back with you just after this short break.
Alpha.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Hallelujah. We know you're being transformed, hallelujah, by the words you're listening. We know that your life is not going to be the same. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to read John 15, verse 1 to 7. Pastor really emphasized on this scripture. It says that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he putteth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Hallelujah.
God's word is a cleanser.
Praise God.
Praise God. It always cleans you. So right now you are being cleaned. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine and ye are the branches. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Praise God.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, Hashakaba, and my words abide in you. This is very important. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise the Lord. Key points, God's word must abide in you.
Amen.
If you want to produce much fruit or bear much results, God's word must abide within you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
For we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith, we actually walk by faith in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
So believe in God's word for yourself. That is when you can bear more fruit as a child of God. Hallelujah.
That is when you can bear much fruit.
Yes.
As a child of God. Mm-hmm. It's really poignant what you're saying, that you have to abide.
Yes.
Your abiding produces that productivity that Pastor was talking about. I want to read us a scripture also that Pastor referenced. It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. And no, I'll start from verse 16. The Spirit itself, the Old King James says, but we know that it's Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, and if technon, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
So, and Pastor was talking about that that word, joint heirs, is synkleronomos, which is Greek, which means fellow heirs, heirs together. And he uses the example of where you have a joint signatory account, where you can't do anything without the other fellow who shares that same account with you. And that's kind of like what we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. We own the whole world together.
Hallelujah.
He has made it possible for us, graced us by being joint heirs with Him. Not 60-40, 90-10, or 50-50. We own it together.
Hallelujah.
And He gives us equal rights of all that He has. He says to ask for anything, like that scripture you were reading, mm-hmm. ask for anything in my name and it shall be done.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. So if you're out there and you are not born again, now is the set time, praise the Lord. Now is the hour for you to give your life to Christ and enjoy the beauty in Christ Jesus, hallelujah.
Praise.
Can you say these words after me and mean every single word you say, hallelujah.
Praise.
Say, dear God.
Dear God.
I come to you this day.
I come to you this day.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Lord of my life.
Is the Lord of my life.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
That God raised them up.
That God raised them up.
From the dead.
From the dead.
For my sake.
For my sake.
I declare.
I declare.
That this day.
That this day.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I have eternal life.
I have eternal life.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Congratulations. To God. And welcome to the family of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If you said this prayer with me, kindly order this book today. You can see the number showing on your screen. It is Now That You Were Born Again. This book will enlighten you on this new truth that you're going to walk in. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So order for this book today. Praise God. And you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us today. Hallelujah. And we know that you've been blessed. You've been transformed. And remember that if you stick to the word,
you will come back with a testimony.
God bless you.
Thank you.